91.1 WEDM. Welcome back to another episode with Cooking with Coach. I'm, of course, with El Cook. Here with me, I have Coach K. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing good. Good to be back on the radio.
Good. Always good to have you back in here. And last week, the Warriors faced Lawrence Central. I always get Lawrence Central and Lawrence North mixed up. They faced Lawrence Central, and they lost, I believe it was
32-20.
Yeah, 32-20.
Yep.
Little heartbreaking loss. Well, let's talk about it. All right. So, first quarter, very, very strong, you know, kind of equal on equal grounds. It wasn't until the second quarter that LC really started taking off.
Yeah, we started off pretty good. We had a great punt return by Devin Holman that set us up in good field position, and the offense didn't go out and execute, and we ended up getting no points off of it. And that was a little frustrating. Then LC got the ball back, went one play, went 80 yards on one play. We blew a coverage. We're down 7-0. Offense comes out, puts a great drive together. You know, we kind of finished the first quarter at 7-7. You know, we're playing pretty well. We're not playing great on offense, but we're playing pretty well on defense. Mm-hmm. And then the second quarter, you know, we throw three straight possessions. We throw three straight interceptions. You know, one, they got the ball at the 4-yard line. You know, everybody said the defense didn't do this, didn't do that. Well, that's a bunch of crap. You can't give the offense of the opposing team the ball at the 4 and think good things are going to happen. It still took them 4 downs to score. You know, now we're down 14-7. Then we throw another interception. And there's all kinds of reasons for the interceptions, which I'll get to here in a minute. They get the next drive at the 12, go in and score. So now you're down 20-7 because they missed the extra point. And then, you know, right before half, we throw another interception, and they run that back for a touchdown. And I know from a fan standpoint, they want to say, well, you should have done this, you should have done that.
Yeah.
And I always laugh because it's even when I watch games, I catch myself saying, you know, why didn't you do that? Well, it's always easier to ask that question after you knew the result of what happened before you. So quarterback, you know, I'm just being honest, I got to do a better job as the coach of this program. Everything ultimately falls on me. And I've got to do a better job. Our quarterback made some bad reads. Our receivers ran some bad routes. We didn't attack the ball. Well, that comes from me because evidently I'm not getting it fixed in practice to the point where it's carrying over in the game and the kids are having this success on the offensive side ahead. But with that being said, we come out second half. Defense forces a turnover. We now get a short field. We drive in and score. It's 26-14, and then our defense gives up a long run, you know, like a 75-yarder. Blew an assignment, whatever. All right, but we stop them. We get the ball at the 5-yard line. We then go on a 14-play, 75-yard drive that we actually score on, but we get called back because of a penalty because we had a lineman downfield after we've already told him at halftime not to be downfield. So, again, that falls back on me because – what are we doing in practice that's not getting through to them in a game that's causing those mistakes, the penalties, the turnovers to continually happen? Because we've now had 11 turnovers in the last 3 weeks, which is completely unacceptable. Even though our defense has forced 11 turnovers, we're giving them up on the other side. And until we get this fixed on the offensive side, the penalties and the turnovers, and how to approach the game, which, again, I'm taking full responsibility for. I'm not blaming a kid. I'm not blaming anybody else on my staff. If I can't get it done, then something else has got to happen because at the end of the day, I'm not communicating well enough at this point. And I know I've been doing this for 39 years, and people are probably saying, how's that possible? Well, I'm not because it's not getting changed, and I've got to get it to change. And it starts in practice. It starts with how we deal with it in practice. And we got to do a better job taking care of the ball, not putting our defense in bad situations, and find a way to win. You know, we're struggling right now. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We're struggling.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying. But, yeah, the worry that really – what really hurts them a lot is, you know, the petty fouls. You know, they quick, easy mistakes. And it's like we always say it in the press box. You know, they always get down the field, but then, you know, something happens. It brings them back. It always just happens, and it's always something we notice. But yeah, what you said about the defense, you know, defense is always. I feel like we always get defense credit. We always say, you know, defense is always good. It's the offense that's really been kind of struggling these past few weeks where they go down, they get a stop, and then they come down the field, and then they just get pushed back and back. But you know, defense always comes out, especially in that second half when the first half they was really LC was really scoring. Defense kind of learned them and. That's one thing I always got to give y'all credit for is the coaching. Y'all are a great coaching team. Y'all always fix the mistakes, especially from a big team and like an athletic team from LC. very big, mobile, putting players in difficult positions to catch the ball. It's just a great way to bounce back and, you know, just kind of figure him out.
We hung tough. You know, we outscored them 14-6 in the second half, and we did some good things. You know, special teams, we blocked two PATs. We blocked a punt. You know, we got our hand on it, ricocheted it. Kicking game was better this week than it was the week before. You know, we still have our best kicker is still out hurt, and if and when he comes back, that'll be a big boost for us because he's a Division I kicker. But he's fighting through some things physically that we got to get healed and mended and get him back on the field sooner rather than later. But it's kind of like I was reminding the kids yesterday after practice. It's because we're all kind of down in the dumps and feeling sorry for ourselves. And yeah. I said, but that's life, man. You're gonna get knocked down. Something bad's going to happen. And say you show up for your job one day and your boss calls you in and he informs you that you're no longer needed at the company. You know, you're making $100,000 a year and they're cutting back, and you're going to go home and sit down and cry? You're going to tell your wife and kids, I'm just not going to do anything for the next 3 months? No, you're going to get up and you're going to find another job and you're going to work harder. And that's a message for everybody in life, is you're going to get knocked down. You know, the old Rocky movie, it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get back up.
Yeah.
And we've got to get back up. We you know, I questioned their toughness a little bit yesterday because, you know, it's easy to mope and cry and put things on social media and we suck and, you know, Warren football's down. And we're not down. We're going to be a really good team. We just got to figure out how to get really good in the next 5 weeks, because the real season starts October 21st, which is a bye week for us, but really October 28th when we play our first sectional game. And we were reminding the kids yesterday that in 2003, Warren won state, finished third in the conference. In 2004, Warren won state, finished third in the conference. In 2005, Warren won state, finished second in the conference. When I was at Ben Davis in 2014, we won state, we finished fourth in the conference. It's not how you start.
It's just not.
Yes, it's about finishing. And getting that through their heads right now is a real point of emphasis on my part, is we just got to keep pushing. We're playing two sophomore quarterbacks that are really young. They're making mistakes. They're young, and they're learning, man. It's like putting a rookie in at the NFL and thinking he's going to go out there and throw six touchdowns, and he throws six. Trey Lance, perfect example. Trey Lance for the San Francisco 49ers. Everybody, we bench Garoppolo, who took him to the Final Four last year for the 49ers. We bench him. We're playing Trey Lance. He's the future. He ended up being 10 of 21 with three interceptions. And everybody's like, well, bring Garoppolo back. Well, that was the guy you didn't want playing, you know. And so there's a learning curve, especially for young kids. And we'll get better. I believe that, and I believe the kids want to get better. We just got to get over the hump here.
Definitely, definitely. And it's like we said at the press box, you know, even when y'all was down and we was always like, you know, it was fourth quarter. I was like, hey, you know, I feel like this loss was kind of needed, you know, because the last game against North Central, it was look kind of sloppy. Same thing with that. It looked sloppy, you know, kind of over their head after being Detroit. Then next week, they won again, but it was kind of rough. This week, they lost. And I feel like this was just something like a learning experience, you know, something to kind of bring your head down. And it's something like Kyrell says. He said the Warriors have a big head. You know, they think, you know, they're going to come in, do their thing, and just win easily. And it's just not going to happen. And that game really showed. And I feel like it should motivate them. You know, you always learn something after a loss. And I believe you said it, you know, you learn more from a loss than a win. And, yeah, it's just something that they needed.
Yeah, it's a process. And Lavelle's right. We may have beaten North Central, but we were really sloppy, turned it over four times. We talked about that last week on the radio and how we have to do a better job taking care of the ball. And then we come out first half of this past game, and we turned it over four more times. Now, in the second half, we didn't have any turnovers, controlled the line of scrimmage. We gave up one big play on defense. You know, we scored two offensive possessions, had two more in the red zone that we didn't score that should have. In the second half, we blocked two kicks. So we were a much different team in the second half than if we were consistent like that in the first half and not turning it over and making dumb penalties and mistakes. Outcome might have been different. They're a good football team. You know, they're well coached. Will Patterson, their head coach, does a great job over there with his kids. And everybody we play is good. And our kids have to understand that when you show up half focused, your results are going to be exactly what you focus on, half of it.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to end this. Thank you for coming, Coach. It's been another episode of Cooking with Coach. I'm Vail, and I'm out.